This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be finishing up with Mendelssohn's Sixth String Quartet. We touched yesterday on the fact that Mendelssohn's parents, sister, and grandfather all died relatively young, in their 40s to 50s, of the same thing, strokes. The idea of death makes sense in this piece because the title he gave, A Requiem for Fanny, his sister who died a few months before he wrote this. But then Mendelssohn himself died, leaving this as the last major piece that he wrote. So the question inevitably turns to, is this also looking ahead to his own death? And this isn't new ground. We've talked about this in Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, which some people say was a suicide note. Both Beethoven and Chopin's funeral marches carry a hint of the composer's views towards their own deaths as well. And the piece is somewhat uncharacteristic of Mendelssohn as a whole. One of the biggest criticisms leveled at him is that he's too restrained emotionally, and you can't say that here. Which brings up another debate in music, the idea of a late style. Most composers grow and change throughout their lives, and usually people break their music down into various stages. So there's early, middle, and late Beethoven, for example, each section with certain hallmarks and certain transitional pieces that mark a turning point in the way that Beethoven wrote music and a way that we delineate his music. But is there anything about late Beethoven that is informed by the fact that it's late Beethoven, that he would die soon? There's a school of thought that says essentially yes, that there are certain aspects of later works by a variety of composers that we can attribute to them being later works. There's a general idea of a late style. But this is complicated by guys like Mendelssohn and Schubert and Mozart as well, who died young. Is this piece an example of someone facing their own mortality, an example of a late style? Or, if Mendelssohn had lived until he was 80, would we be looking at this as one of those transitional pieces into a later or a middle style of a long and varied career? On the one hand, Mendelssohn suffered from poor health throughout his life, and he must have been aware of his family history enough to know that he might not live to see 80. But could he really have had the perspective to see that his last few years were, in fact, his last few years, and not his late 30s. As we saw in Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony a few weeks ago, what happens after a piece is premiered can have a huge effect on how people perceive things. Just imagine if Beethoven had died right after the Eroica Symphony that we listened to in April with its dramatic funeral march. Like this string quartet, it was a departure from what seemed to be the norm for Beethoven, but he got to continue in that direction for decades. So it was just a transitional piece into a different style, a different era of Beethoven's composing. Unfortunately, we'll never know where Mendelssohn would have gone. Yesterday, the first two movements were very angry. The third movement here is pure grief. It starts with a descending line from the cello down into the depths, and then the rest of the instruments come in for a slow, mournful movement with a hint of nostalgia. The final movement starts out somewhat reminiscent of the first one, with the low instruments churning away. But while there's plenty of motion and a lot of virtuosity on display, there isn't the same violence that we heard in those opening bars. Here's the Meuse Open String Quartet with the third and fourth movements of Mendelssohn's Sixth String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is one of my favorite pieces by Mendelssohn, but it's also a very bittersweet piece because it's a glimpse into what could have been. it would have been nice to be sitting back and thinking about all the stuff that Mendelssohn wrote after this, looking at this over the course of a huge decades-long career. But instead, we get this as one of his final pieces in a very interesting but unfortunately very short career. Thanks to the Musopen String Quartet for putting that up on musopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we have a birthday to celebrate. Robert Schumann will be listening to a couple of piano pieces by him. I'll see you then.